33. Here the oscillator is coupled to an antenna. An AC current flows in the antenna as the two halves of the antenna are charged first in one direction and then the other. If the frequency fed to the antenna is high enough, radio waves will be radiated and will travel through space. These frequencies are called radio frequencies, or RF. . 34. These high frequencies are measured in kilocycles or megacycles. Kilo means 1,000. So 1,000 cycles may be written 1 kilocycle or 1 KC. Mega means 1 million. So 1 million cycles may be written 1 megacycle or 1 MC. 1 million cycles could also be written 1,000 KC. Each radio station can operate only on certain bands or frequencies. 35. As a novice, you can operate on only three bands. Bands open for novice operators are 3,700 to 3,750 kilocycles, or 3.7 to 3.75 megacycles, 26,960 to 27,230 kilocycles, or 26.96 to 27.23 megacycles, 145,000 to 147,000 kilocycles, or 145 to 147 megacycles. 36. A second type of oscillator uses a tuned circuit in both the grid and plate circuits. Energy is fed back to L1 C1 through the grid to plate capacity. 37. Here is the symbol of a quartz crystal and holder. It acts like an extremely stable tuned circuit. 38. Here is a picture of a quartz crystal and its holder. 39. In this crystal-controlled oscillator, the crystal replaces the tuned grid circuit. The frequency of this oscillator depends on the size of the crystal. As a novice, you must use a crystal-controlled oscillator to determine your transmitter frequency. 40. An RF amplifier is used to increase the strength of the signal and to separate the oscillator from the antenna. It is sometimes called a buffer. 41. When S1 is closed, C1 charges as shown by the arrows. When the voltage across C1 equals the battery voltage, all current flow stops. If we leave the circuit as it is for any length of time, still no current will flow. We say, therefore, that DC will not pass through a condenser. 42. At A, when the bottom of the AC source is negative, current flows up through R1, charging C1. At B, when the top of the AC source is negative, C1 discharges and recharges in the opposite direction. Current flows down through R1. Apparently, an AC current flows through a condenser. In the following pictures, we shall assume that RF passes through a condenser. When S1 is closed at A, current starts to flow through L1. The expanding magnetic field opposes the starting of this current. The current builds up slowly, as shown by the graph. When the field is expanded to its full extent, it no longer opposes the flow of current, which is now limited by the circuit resistance. We say that a coil passes DC. At B, however, AC is constantly changing direction, and the coil opposes any change of direction. An RF choke has high opposition to RF, but passes DC. An audio choke has high opposition to audio frequencies, but passes DC. Here is the circuit of a shunt-fed RF amplifier. The RF signal is fed to the grid of V1 and varies the plate current at an RF rate. The RF variations pass through C3 to L2C2. The DC plate current passes through the RF choke. L1C1 and L2C2 are both tuned to the oscillator frequency. To keep this circuit from acting as an oscillator and producing parasitic oscillations, the neutralizing condenser NC and a tap on L1 are added. Parasitic oscillations are any undesirable frequencies produced which are off the desired frequency. The C- voltage is called bias and keeps the tube V1 from conducting except when the grid voltage is at a positive peak. The FCC states that a novice licensee must not feed over 75 watts DC input power to the final RF amplifier. A milliammeter inserted in the B+ lead reads the final plate current, I1. Say this is 100 milliamperes or 0.1 amperes. A voltmeter connected between B+ and B- reads the supply voltage, E1. Say that this is 500 volts. The DC input power is E1 times I1, or 500 times 0.1, or 50 watts.